On the phone with ESPN NFL insider Field Yates. Field, let's jump right in. Now that we know Kyle Shanahan, the next head coach of the 49ers, John Lynch, is in place as GM, what's your opinion? What's your take? What's the buzz you're hearing on this pairing in San Francisco?
Well, let's start with Kyle Shanahan because that was the name that was first on the radar. He was viewed in some circles as the top candidate for any coaching vacancy before the coaching vacancy had fully run its course. He obviously comes with great credentials after an incredible season as the Falcons offensive coordinator, really a solid two-year run, helping revolutionize or sort of maybe reinvigorate the career of Matt Ryan and lead him to an MVP season this year. So it really a coordinator that was just waiting to become a head coach one day, and to land him with so many other teams also interested in his services was a coup for the 49ers. And then with John Lynch, I mean, we have to understandably sort of take it for what we know right now, Joe. And this is someone who was not on the GM sort of short list of names that you were hearing widely reported to be on the radar of teams this offseason. But John Lynch, this much we know. He comes with great football pedigree, widely respected for the work he did in television prior to getting this job, and someone who's going to work very hard to build a staff around him that can help him and provide some infrastructure. So I think one of the most important things we've heard from John Lynch so far is an understanding that there are areas of football evaluation, or I should say at least areas of football roster building, that are new to him, and he is going to make sure that he has people around him to help in that regard. And sometimes explaining that there are things you don't know is an important first step. So I'd say that so far, so good for John Lynch in San Francisco.
Again, 24 hours later, as you all know, Adam Peters from the Denver Broncos was hired as his right-hand guy in the personnel department. Going back to the relationship between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, that mutual respect so important as they both really come into this job together and start rebuilding this franchise together. And so while John Lynch might be a random candidate and it was kept pretty quiet at his wishes, how important is it that these two share so much of a mutual respect and look forward to working together?
Ultimately, it doesn't matter who you have as your head coach and or general manager. If people don't get along together, if those two pillars of the organization don't get along and see roster building the same way, it doesn't matter if it's the most qualified head coach you could possibly find. It is, or GM that you could find. If there's not harmony there, it is a pairing that is not destined for success. So I think that the relationship that is seemingly in place already, and the respect that you've heard between Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, and John Lynch and Adam Peters, for example, someone he's hired, is critically important. It's important that these men see football roster building the same way. You know, for all the talk about what has made the Patriots so successful, and right now they're the benchmark in football, you know, one trait that I keep coming back to is that there's a shared vision from top to bottom. San Francisco understands it's an incredibly important tenet to put into place with this new regime.
And you look at the division of power, that's where everyone looks next, and you hear the rumblings of Kyle Shanahan has, you know, veto power over the 53-man roster, and John Lynch has final say over the draft, and everything in between is kind of still in flux. But it sounds like those conversations were had during the interview process. And so how important is it to know going in generally speaking, you know how things are going to work in terms of the calendar year and who's making decisions in terms of what?
Listen, I understand why people discuss it and why if you are being hired or being interviewed for a job, it's something that you have to clearly understand. And sometimes it could be a source of maybe a little bit of disagreement. At the same time, though, Joe, I circle back to this. Like, I'm not it matters who is making the decisions on personnel calls and all that, but I'm not sure it matters that much in this regard. If there are plenty of instances where the head coach and the GM don't see things the same way, I'm not sure it matters which one's calling the shots, because that right there shows that there's a chasm in terms of football evaluation. There may be some moves along the way where there's a tiebreaker made by the person who has ultimate 53-man roster control. But I think generally speaking, a head coach and GM should see a player or a group of players in a similar vein that right there will lead to wins on the football field.
Going back to Kyle Shanahan and his time in Atlanta, year one was successful. Obviously, year two was historic, leading up all the way to Super Bowl of 51. I'm curious, in your opinion, how much credit does he deserve, talking Kyle Shanahan, for Matt Ryan's MVP season?
Well, he certainly catapulted Matt Ryan's play to a new level. And when you have an offensive system that is so multiple, 13 players caught a touchdown pass for the Falcons during the NFL regular season, the most in league history. That right there speaks to a system that puts players in a position to succeed. And Matt Ryan had really one area that he struggled in a major way in 2015, which was red zone turnovers. And those were essentially a thing of the past in 2016. So the areas that you say to yourself, where did Kyle Shanahan help Matt Ryan specifically? One of them is decision-making, because that was an area that he was much better in from this season compared to the season before. So certainly Kyle Shanahan is someone that I can imagine Matt Ryan would say, anytime you ask him this question, just how much he has respect for and just how much he believes he contributed to this season's success. Kyle Shanahan was not the most coveted or one of the most coveted head coach candidates by accident. Teams understood exactly what he had done and what he contributed to Atlanta and why he's such a good fit for a team looking to rejuvenate its offensive system.
As you alluded to, the opinions of Kyle Shanahan, no one's going to question why he got the job or his candidacy for the job. His resume speaks for itself. 9 seasons as an NFL offensive coordinator, 6 of which led to a top 10 unit in this league. But he's still a first-time head coach, and with that comes a set of challenges and some potential pitfalls. And so in your experience covering teams with new coaches, when they go right and when they go wrong, what are some things that Kyle Shanahan's going to face for the first time as a head coach?
Well, I'd say the one thing that he will probably be able to glean from his father is that no matter what you think you have on tap that day, or no matter how much experience you have, the head coach typically runs into at least one new challenge each day, or if not each week, that no one could forecast. There's going to be the preparing for the unexpected that Kyle Shanahan will have to continue to deal with as he begins his quest as the 49ers head coach. I think also it's just a matter of going from a system where you have a quarterback in place who is the NFL MVP to a team that has, at this moment, just one quarterback under contract control through 2017, and that could change if Colin Kaepernick voids his contract. So there's the quarterback position that certainly swivels in offensive output. So Kyle Shanahan will have to deal with the possibility of, you know, if not dealing with, developing or redeveloping Colin Kaepernick, searching for a new quarterback, be it the draft, free agency, or possibly a trade.
Talking with Field Yates, ESPN's NFL insider, about the new era of 49ers football that's just beginning this week. Before I let you go, you talk about the quarterback position, and if you talk about the quarterback position, we talk about this clean slate that these guys are coming into that was promoted the day one by Jed York at the beginning of this search, that they're coming into a very clean slate with cap room and the number 2 overall pick. And with that, potentially a position at quarterback where you get to pick your guy, and whether it's a bridge to whoever your franchise guy is in the future. But with such an offensive mind like Kyle Shanahan knows exactly what he needs in his offense, that must have been a selling point, right? As opposed to, we don't have anything. It's, I get to make it what I want it to be.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of work ahead with this job, Joe. And that's not a negative thing. That is something that I think is important to be realistic with your expectations. At the same time, you have to be cognizant of the fact that each team operates on a different timeline. And with the 49ers giving John Lynch reportedly a 6-year deal and Kyle Shanahan a matching 6-year deal from what we know, it speaks to the patience that Jed York is willing to deliver each man right now in this quest. This is going to be a building process. The NFL is hard to find patience, and it's also hard to find sustained success. But you're right. If you're pitching this job, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, or that group in tandem, part of it is that you've got, $80+ million in cap space, the number 2 overall pick in the 2017 draft, not a lot of prohibitive cap contracts on the roster right now. This is sort of like a blank slate, a fresh start, an opportunity to build this thing up from the ground and do it in a way that you believe is most productive and lends itself to eventually becoming a sustained success football team.
Fantastic. He's Field Yates. Follow him on Twitter at Field Yates. You can see him on ESPN's coverage of the NFL. Field, I appreciate your time, man. Look forward to talking to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe.